Now we will begin Part C with the first talk. Questions 38 through 42. Listen to a talk given by the leader of a hiking club.
Before we ask how many of you will be going on the wilderness survival hike, I'd like to review the guidelines for winter safety. If you ever get lost in the woods, the first thing you should do is sit down and collect your wits. Make a camp and prepare a signal, and wait for rescue to come to you. Once you are situated, there are other things you can do to cope while stranded in the wilderness. First of all, try to locate a source of water. You can go a month, if necessary, without food, but only about 7 days without a drink. Anytime your lips feel dry, you need water. However, never eat snow to quench your thirst. It will counter dehydration, but in melting the snow, your body loses precious heat, and the deadly effects of hypothermia are accelerated. You can fight hypothermia in other ways, too. Even if the temperature is in the 50s, uncontrolled loss of body heat can be fatal. Cover your head, and thus reduce your heat loss by half. Dress as warmly and with as many layers as possible. Get out of the wind and stay dry. Keep active, but avoid perspiring. Water conducts heat away from your body 240 times faster than air does. We've covered water and warmth. Now let's consider food in the wilderness. Don't eat potentially dangerous plants. These include all types of mushrooms and other fungi, beans and bulbs. Also, any wild berries that are either red or white should be avoided. As a precaution, be sure you have packed plenty of packets of dehydrated food to tide you over in an emergency. Okay, we don't anticipate anyone getting lost, as you are all going out with experienced guides. Let's see a show of hands of those of you who plan to join us on the hike.
Number 38. According to the speaker, what is the first thing to do if you get lost? Number 39. What's the greatest danger of eating snow to satisfy your thirst? Number 40. According to the speaker, what is the best way to reduce body heat loss by half? Number 41. Why does the speaker feel that the hikers shouldn't worry too much about the upcoming hike? Number 42. How will the speaker know who wants to join the hike?